We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9 people arrested by Buffalo police yesterday at the end of a protest of the government's treatment of immigrants that blocked traffic on Delaware and Chippewa.
This is an emergency. This is an urgent situation. And we really feel like we need to call attention to this right now and that people need to act on it right now.
Our Tim Wenger was down there at the intersection of Delaware and Chippewa where the protest was going on. Tim, for hours.
Yeah, you know, we got word of this thing, and it was pre-promoted, and I assumed permitted, you know. And when I asked Captain Ronaldo, as you heard throughout the morning, this was not a permitted protest, and that was the difference. Normally, and you've covered these too, Brian, when they are permitted, they'll let the time will lapse, and they'll say, okay, it's time to go, and people are allowed to, you know, have their right to free speech. But this was unpermitted. It closed an intersection, and I'll tell you, as soon as the police gave that 5-minute warning, you could tell there was going to be trouble.
And they meant business. They came in line formation, right?
They did. And I've seen it before, but I'll tell you, it's very impressive when you do see it. The Buffalo police lined up about 12 guys across it on Chippewa Street in two rows with no emotion on their face at all, just stoic looking at the crowd. And they gave the 5-minute warning. They stood there and they took verbal abuse from a handful of people that was just brutal. And I will stress, only a handful. Most of the people continued their protest, but a few of them were berating the police, and none of them responded. I mean, it was a great restraint by the Buffalo police, in my opinion. But then at the end of that 5 minutes, they just marched right into the center of the intersection. They surrounded the 9 individuals that were on the ground, and they just one by one began to zip tie cuff them and pull them away. They did not resist. They just walked away with the police. So it didn't erupt into what it could have, but there was a lot of angry folks behind the Buffalo police.
Everything Tim's mentioning there, the line of police, the zip-tie handcuffs that they were prepared to go in with, you could see in our photos at WBEN.com and on our Twitter feed from when it was going down yesterday. That's a busy intersection, especially in the middle of a workday. What was traffic like in the area trying to maneuver around the protest?
They had everything blocked off a block before and a block after. So Tupper down to West Huron was closed off, so the traffic was away from it. But it is a very busy intersection. There's a Starbucks on that corner. Spot Coffee is on that corner. The Hampton Inn is on that corner. And then Delaware North towers over the intersection, and there are thousands of people that are working in there. So it did disrupt downtown life from a traffic standpoint, a pedestrian standpoint, and certainly from the ability for a couple of large employers to be able to allow their workers to come and go.
You know, a lot of our texters are wondering why police didn't move in sooner, and Jeff Ronaldo talked about that, right?
Yeah, he did, and I spoke with him after the briefing as well, just to kind of get a better handle on how and why they do what they do. And it's very calculated. I mean, you can't just people have a right to free speech, right? And they were gathering. They weren't at any point taunting people. They were simply circling the intersection. The worst thing they did was close the intersection, and I think the police said, well, we'll let them do that for a while, and they did. But at one point, you do need to make the decision, when do we resume normal life? And they've had their say a reasonable amount of time. I think really 90 minutes had expired, and then they gave them that 5-minute warning. The people could have gotten up out of the intersection and left, and they would have had their protest, and nothing would be different other than 9 people wouldn't have charges against them.
And a lot of the scenes you could see for yourself. WBEN.com, the WBEN Facebook page for some of that video that was taken live yesterday. And, of course, our Twitter feed at News Radio 930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.